The billboards were created by the national anti-porn group Morality and Media, and they have a pretty straightforward message. In big, bold letters, they read, "Real men don't use porn." Beneath the slogan is a picture of a group of professionally dressed men and a phone number to call for counseling on sex addiction. Dan Kitzhaber is a teen counselor at a Catholic school in Marshfield. He helped raise funds for the billboards. He says the primary goal is to discourage young boys like his students from using pornography.
With pornography, it is a violation of dignity of another person, and not just the person being portrayed, but the person using it, everybody that is involved in the marketing of it.
The owner of a nearby adult novelty store in Wisconsin Rapids disagrees with the message of the new billboards, but Stephanie Bentz, who runs the G-Spot, says as long as anti-porn activists don't succeed in zoning her shop out of existence, she defends their right to publicize their views.
I think that everybody has a right to believe whatever they want to believe, and if he feels that, you know, real men don't use porn, well, then that's how he feels, and that's his right, you know. Just like it's my right to sell what I sell and do what I do.
In her shop, Bentz rents adult videos and sells everything from vibrators to herbal Viagra supplements. And she says her store and others like it have strict rules that prevent anyone under 18 from entering. Still, anti-porn activists in Marshfield say zoning regulations are needed to prevent adult bookstores from locating near schools or churches. They're working with city officials now to draft an ordinance similar to one already on the books in Stevens Point. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.